And I told my wife. I looked her straight in the eye and I said to her, Chane chave, it's true you have to be neat. But who says you need to spread a paper?
Under the cuckoo clock.
Oh, Beryl. It's so nice of you to come with me to the Puritz's house.
My pleasure, Simcha.
This road is so muddy.
Oh.
Just a little more, and we'll be there.
Yes, Sim.
There's nothing like having a childhood friend.
Oh, thank you, Sim. Yeah, muddy? What do you mean, muddy? It's like a swamp, this road. Hey, Arcee, watch out. Watch out, Arcee. You're going to get mud all over. You missed our field. And your father wasn't much better either. Oh, now I'm all muddy. I got to clean myself off.
Oh, Beryl, we go back a long time together. Remember when we were kids and we used to walk on the road? You used to run ahead of me and I always had trouble catching you. I'd always scream after you. Beryl, come back. Beryl, come back. I was just talking about when we were kids. Not now, we have to go to the pirates. Beryl!
Oi, Simcha, I don't think you should go through with this. Maybe you ought to think it over again.
Beryl, I've thought it over many times. What have I got to lose?
What do you mean, what have I got to lose? You're the one that's got to lose. The Poritz is a cruel man. If he agrees to lease you the house and then you can't pay your rent, he'll put you in jail. And more than that, he might even imprison you. Not that, too. Oh, yes, and without kosher food, you'll be starved to death.
I might even die of hunger.
Yes, maybe even that, chas v'shalom.
The Gemara in Nedarim says, Anias kemisa, poverty is tantamount to death. My family is on the brink of starvation. I haven't a groschen to my name. So what's the difference how I die? Let this venture be my ishtadlus, my endeavor. Surely Hashem will help.
Simcha, I've offered you a much better proposition. These noisemakers can make us a fortune. I'll bet we could even sell them to the military.
Oh, no. Not that again.
Come on. This could be our big break. Listen to one explode. Here, let me show you. All I do is light one with a spark.
You and your inventions.
Toss it away. Careful. Now cover your ears. And...
I'm waiting.
And...
I'm waiting.
Any second now...
I've heard that before.
I wonder why it didn't explode. Let me pick it up and have a look at it.
Careful, Beryl.
Don't worry, Simcha. I'm an expert at these things. I know a dud when I see one.
Careful.
See? Now I've got it in my hand. It's a dud!
Beryl, are you all right? Speak to me.
I'm fine. Could you please pass me my teeth?
Brush yourself off. Where do you come up with these wild ideas? You almost killed yourself. Enough with these noisemakers. That junk has no use.
Simcha, you remember what Benaza used to say? Hu haya oimer, al tehi vaz lechol adam, va al tehi maflig lechol davar. He used to say, do not despise any man, and consider nothing useless. She'ain lecha adam, she'ain lo sha'a, ve'ain lecha davar, she'ain lo makom. Because there is no man that does not have his hour, and no thing that does not have its place.
Al tehi vaz lechol adam, al tehi maflig lechol davar. Do not despise any man or thing, for who knows what time will bring. Al tehi vaz lechol adam, al tehi maflig lechol davar. Do not despise any man or thing, for who knows what time will bring. Vo Vos lechol adom. Vos lechol adom. Mavlik lechol davar. Vos lechol adom. Vos lechol adom. Mavlik lechol davar. Al tehi vos lechol adom. Al tehi mavlik lechol davar. Do not despise any man or thing.
Cheer up, Simche. Don't worry. Come on, let's go to the poet's house. It'll be all right. You'll see. Hashem will help. Your plan will work. You'll be so rich. The tailor will have to let out the pockets on your suit. Come on, let's go, Simche. Just a little more. We're almost there. Hashem.